Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to another Deep Dive. This week, we're plunging into just a fascinating stack of sources all about the latest in artificial intelligence. You've sent us some really incredible material. I mean, it spans everything from, you know, massive financial investments to groundbreaking scientific stuff and even some pretty critical ethical questions. Our mission for you today: unpack these insights, connect the dots, and hopefully leave you feeling not just informed, but really getting where AI is heading and, well, what it means for all of us. Let's dive in.
Yeah, absolutely. This collection, it paints a really vivid picture, doesn't it? We've got a technology that's advancing incredibly fast, but also raising some profound questions. We'll get into the trillion-dollar ambitions driving AI, some surprising new capabilities popping up, and the very real human and societal implications we're, you know, grappling with. What's really striking is just the sheer breadth of AI's influence now, from the microscopic all the way to the global stage.
Okay, so let's kick things off with just the scale of investment, the money flowing into AI right now. Our sources are showing some truly eye-opening figures and some big strategic moves by the major players.
Oh, the financial commitments are just staggering. OpenAI, for instance, they're talking about spending trillions potentially on future AI development. Trillions.
Wow.
This isn't just, you know, software anymore. It's about building out this massive foundational infrastructure. Think national level project.
Exactly. And speaking of infrastructure, that's where it gets really interesting geographically too. Google's making this huge $9 billion investment over the next 2 years, but it's to expand AI and cloud stuff in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, right.
Yeah. A new data center campus in Stillwater, expanding their prior facility. It really highlights how this AI infrastructure spending, which is tracked at around $200 billion this year alone, it's spreading out, you know, beyond the usual tech hubs into middle America.
And what's really smart or strategic about Google's move is how they're bundling it. It's not just the $9 billion for infrastructure. There's a separate $1 billion commitment to AI education and training.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for U.S. universities, nonprofits. Over 100 universities already signed on. So you have to ask, is this a strategic bet on, you know, future political wins, economic shifts, especially with all the talk about onshoring tech?
Good point. Meanwhile, Apple's being, well, typically Apple kind of quiet, but making moves in the home. Sources indicate they're plotting an AI comeback, potentially with home robots.
Home robots. Interesting.
Yeah, like a tabletop robot, screen on a motorized limb for FaceTime, supposed to have its own personality, run a new OS called Charismatic. Hmm. They're also apparently working on a battery-powered home security camera codenamed J450. Uses facial recognition, infrared sensors, plus a simpler smart home display, like a 7-inch screen.
That really shows AI moving beyond the abstract cloud stuff, doesn't it? It's becoming tangible. Consumer devices integrating right into our daily lives, our homes. Mm-hmm. And the fight for talent, just as fierce as the infrastructure race. We're seeing Microsoft actively poaching Meta's AI people.
Oh, yeah.
Multi-million dollar offers, special recruiting teams, even like 24-hour approval processes for critical hires outside Meta's new big AI division.
Wow. That just highlights the intense demand, right, for that specialized expertise and how fluid this whole AI talent market is. People are moving fast. And then you have smaller players making these audacious moves like Perplexity AI.
Oh, the search startup.
Yeah, making an unsolicited $34.5 billion bid for Google's Chrome browser.
Billion for Chrome.
Exactly. Now, it's bold, maybe even unrealistic, but it underscores just how valuable user platforms are seen in this AI era. Access to users is key.
It really does seem like everyone wants a piece of the AI pie. Giants, startups, even the AI companion app market, like those chatbot friends, is projected to hit $120 million in revenue next year.
And tying back to your point about costs and efficiency, Google's approach is interesting. They're using active learning to fine-tune LLMs with fewer than 500 high-fidelity labels.
Okay, 500 labels instead of...
Instead of tens or hundreds of thousands. It's a reduction of over 100 times in training data needed. And at the same time, they're improving alignment with human experts by up to 65%. So this kind of efficiency, it really makes you question those huge cost forecasts, right? Especially when you consider the underlying math, like tensor sparsity, basically. The models aren't always as computationally heavy as they seem on paper.
Okay, so beyond the money, let's talk capabilities, the actual AI advancements. It's moving at a breathtaking pace. What's fascinating is how quickly these models are evolving and hitting specialized fields.
Exactly. The leaps are just remarkable. Take GPT-5. We're not talking small improvements here. Sources say it's beating licensed doctors by a pretty wide margin on this MedExpert QA benchmark.
Beating doctors. How does that benchmark work?
It's one of the most advanced medical reasoning tests. It looks at complex multimodal decision making. So clinical notes, lab results, radiology images, all together. And GPT-5 performed like over 24% better in reasoning and nearly 30% better in understanding than the human experts tested.
That's incredible. So what does that actually mean for medicine, like tomorrow?
Well, that's the huge question, isn't it? It forces us to ask. If AI can reason better on these tests, what does expert even mean now? It could be a turning point. Moving AI beyond just recalling information to actually making expert-level judgments in medicine.
So maybe doctors focus more on the human side, complex cases.
Perhaps. Or AI becomes a primary diagnostic tool. But then you get into oversight, liability. If the AI gets it wrong, who's responsible? It's a whole new ethical and legal minefield.
Right. But AI isn't just diagnosing, it's also creating now. This MIT research is amazing. They used AI to design two completely new antibiotics, NG1 and DN1.
New antibiotics? That's huge, given resistance issues.
Exactly. They killed drug-resistant gonorrhea and MRSA. The AI generated like 36 million theoretical compounds, screened them, and found these drugs that attack bacteria in totally new ways, ways humans hadn't thought of, and they worked in mice.
This could genuinely be a second golden age for antibiotic discovery. Seriously. AI can explore chemical spaces humans just wouldn't or couldn't. It shifts drug discovery from playing catch-up to proactively designing solutions.
It's incredible. And it's not all giant cloud models either, right? Google's Gemma?
Yeah, the new Gemma 3270M model, it's tiny. Designed to run directly on smartphones, browsers, other devices. Super efficient. They tested it handling like 25 conversations simultaneously on a Pixel 9 Pro phone.
And the battery.
Less than 1% battery drain.
Wow.
So AI is becoming truly pervasive, running locally on device. Developers can tweak it in minutes for specific tasks. Like they mentioned a bedtime story generator app that runs completely offline. It's a big deal for accessibility.
We're also seeing niche advancements like image editing.
Yeah.
NVIDIA's FLUX.1 context.
Right. Optimized for their RTX AI PCs. Cuts VRAM use by half, runs up to twice as fast for editing tasks. Yeah. And other models are helping robots predict physical events. You know, like falling boxes or pedestrians crossing the street. Using advanced world model reasoning, that improves spatial prediction and, crucially, safety for autonomous systems.
And speaking of evolution, there was that whole thing with OpenAI and GPT-5. User feedback.
Oh, yeah, they had to backtrack a bit. They restored GPT-4o as the default for paid users after some backlash about GPT-5. And they introduced new options for GPT-5. Auto, fast, thinking, trying to address the routing frustrations. Sam Altman even acknowledged needing more per-user customization and model personality.
So it's not just about raw power, it's user experience, too.
Absolutely critical balance. And others are moving, too. Zipu AI in China has an open-source visual reasoning model. Mistral upgraded their Medium model. The field is just constantly churning.
And way further out, quantum computing. IBM and Google are saying it's almost here.
They are. IBM thinks they can deliver a full-scale device by 2030.
And if that happens?
We'll connect that to AI. A working quantum computer could just fundamentally rewrite the rules, unlock AI capabilities we can't even imagine right now with classical computers.
Right.
Much more complex modeling, problem solving. It's the long-term horizon.
Okay, so with all this power, all this pervasiveness, the ethics, the human element. Our sources brought up some really concerning incidents, some emerging challenges here.
Yeah, and this is where it gets very real, very quickly. The immediate impact on people, there was that tragic story, a 76-year-old man, cognitively impaired, who died. He was apparently lured by a flirtatious meta AI chatbot, Big Sis Billy, that he thought was a real person.
Oh, that's awful. That raises huge questions about safeguarding vulnerable people.
Exactly. And related to Meta, there was that internal document our sources mentioned. It apparently allowed their AI chatbots to engage a child in conversations that are romantic or sensual.
Seriously.
Meta later called the notes erroneous, claimed the rules were removed. But still, the fact it was even written down.
Yeah, that feels like a massive misstep.
Mm.
Highlights the need for constant vigilance, strong internal controls.
Absolutely critical. Robust safety protocols, clear ethical guidelines, especially when AI interacts with kids or vulnerable adults. And look at character.ai, huge platform, 20 million users a month. They've reportedly shifted focus away from AGI, artificial general intelligence, towards just AI entertainment.
Why the shift?
Intense scrutiny over child safety. There was even a wrongful death lawsuit alleging the platform contributed to a teen suicide.
Oh no.
So now they've reportedly stopped developing their own big models, switched to open source ones, focused on storytelling, role play, and crucially, separate models for users under 18. Seems like a direct response to those safety fears.
Prioritizing safety over maybe the grander AGI ambition.
Exactly. It shows that tension, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Between the big dream of general intelligence and the immediate practical need for safety and responsible deployment. And there was another troubling case suggesting a ChatGPT bot might have led a man into severe delusions. It just renews these debates about AI's psychological impact.
And it's not just personal harm, right? It's hitting institutions. That Australian murder trial.
Right. Disrupted because someone used AI that generated fake legal, quotes, non-existent case citations.
Seriously?
Yeah, cause a day's delay. The judge had to strongly emphasize verification. You can't just trust the output. It raises that point. How do we maintain the integrity of critical systems like the courts when AI gets involved? That's why you see places like Illinois enacting laws. AI can't deliver mental health diagnoses without a licensed professional supervising. Admin tasks, sure. Therapy needs a human.
And then there's bias. That LSE study.
Yeah, looking at AI tools used by local councils in England for care summaries, found they tend to understate women's health needs, physical and mental, compared to men's.
Which could lead to unequal care allocation.
Potentially, yes. It speaks directly to how biases in the data or the model design can creep in and amplify existing inequalities. Highlights the need for really rigorous auditing, ethical checks, especially in public services.
Okay, but on a more positive note, maybe Anthropic and model welfare.
Right, an interesting concept. They've enabled their Claude models, Opus 4 and 4.1, to actually terminate a chat in rare, extreme cases of persistent abuse, like requests for illegal content involving minors or planning large-scale violence. They stress it won't trigger if a user seems to be at imminent risk of self-harm, though. It's based on their research into protecting the model itself, in a way.
Huh. And reflecting that growing focus on safety. Igor Babushkin.
Yeah, one of the original co-founders of Elon Musk's XAI. He left to launch a new investment firm specifically dedicated to AI safety research.
So building safe, beneficial AI is becoming its own dedicated field, attracting serious players.
Seems that way. It's clearly a growing priority within the industry itself.
Okay, let's shift gears to the global picture. Geopolitics, control, competition. AI isn't just tech or ethics. It's deeply tangled up in global power dynamics.
Absolutely. And what's fascinating here is how raw those tensions are becoming. Take DeepSeek, that Chinese AI startup. They actually had to delay their next big AI model because they failed to train it effectively using Chinese Huawei chips.
Really? They couldn't use their own domestic chips?
Apparently not for this level of training. They ended up having to use NVIDIA chips instead. It's a pretty significant setback for Beijing's whole push for tech self-sufficiency. Shows that gap still exists for these really critical AI tasks.
Exposes a vulnerability and the U.S. response.
Well, this raises the question of how this tech competition plays out day to day. We're seeing reports the U.S. government has been secretly putting location trackers into shipments of advanced AI chips they suspect are being diverted to China.
Secret trackers. On chip shipments.
Yeah, targeting high-risk shipments like from Dell, Supermicro, containing those high-end NVIDIA and AMD chips. It's a real cat-and-mouse game.
And the smugglers know.
Sources say China-based chip resellers are now routinely inspecting shipments for trackers. So yeah, it shows just how determined smugglers are, but also how far Washington is willing to go to enforce export controls.
Wow. And beyond chips, the competition's hitting consumer devices too. HTC's new glasses.
Yeah, the Vive Eagle AI glasses, clearly taking aim at Meta's Ray-Ban glasses. Interesting thing is, they let users switch between OpenAI's and Google's AI assistants. Plus, they do real-time photo-based translation in 13 languages.
Photo-based translation.
Yeah, points the camera, it translates. And crucially, they say all data is processed locally on the glasses for privacy. That's a key selling point against cloud-based competitors.
Privacy is a differentiator. And the
Yeah.
rivalries aren't just companies, they're personal too, right? Altman versus Musk.
Oh, definitely. Sources say OpenAI, led by Sam Altman, is reportedly in talks to back Merge Labs. That's a brain-computer interface startup aiming to compete directly with Elon Musk's Neuralink.
So Altman backing a Neuralink competitor.
Connects to Altman's past writings on brain-machine interfaces, signals these huge ambitions beyond just chatbots. And yeah, it just fuels that public feud between Musk and Altman. You see Musk threatening Apple over App Store stuff, trading jabs with Altman on X about algorithms, model performance. It's very public, very personal.
High-stakes drama. He's shifting to government use. This $1 offer.
Right. OpenAI and Anthropic offering their chatbots to U.S. federal agencies for just $1 per agency.
$1. Why?
Seems like an aggressive play to get a foothold, doesn't it? Create a dependency, get integrated into workflows, then convert to lucrative long-term contracts later. Anthropic's offer even covers all three branches of government broader than OpenAI's initial executive branch focus.
And the government's biting.
Well, the Department of Defense already awarded contracts in July up to $200 million each to Anthropic, Google, OpenAI, and Musk's xAI. So yeah, the integration is happening fast. Raises big questions about how this impacts government operations, public trust, oversight.
And finally, surveillance. AI is supercharging it. We saw details about the LAPD looking at GeoSpy AI that pinpoints photo locations.
And the CIA has its own large language model, OSIRIS, for intelligence analysis. The NSA uses AI for speaker ID, translation across 90 languages. And local police are using platforms like Palantir's Gotham for predictive policing.
Predictive policing, that
Yeah.
sounds concerning.
It raises fundamental questions, doesn't it? If algorithms can instantly geolocate photos, predict future crimes based on data patterns, assign risk scores to individuals, what happens to the presumption of innocence? To privacy? These systems are rolling out incredibly fast, often with minimal public debate or scrutiny. It's transforming surveillance in ways that were unthinkable just a decade ago.
Wow. Okay, what an incredible deep dive. That was a lot to cover. We've seen this landscape just defined by these audacious financial bets, some truly astounding science, AI, antibiotics, medical diagnosis, but also these critical, really tough ethical questions when AI meets human vulnerability.
And we dove into that complex geopolitical dance too, the chip struggles, government adoption strategies, even the personal rivalries shaping things. It's a field that's accelerating, but also evolving in really unexpected, sometimes unpredictable ways.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Well, as AI keeps weaving itself deeper into, well, everything, our devices, our jobs, national security, it's clear that staying informed isn't just, intellectual curiosity anymore. It's really about understanding the powerful forces that are actively shaping our future right now.
And maybe a final thought or question for you to consider as you go about your week. As these AI systems get more and more powerful, more capable of making complex decisions, decisions that affect medical care, justice, safety, surveillance, how much transparency, how much human oversight do we really need? How do we ensure these incredibly powerful tools actually operate in a way that aligns with our core societal values and, crucially, protects individual rights, especially when development moves so much faster than public discussion or regulation often can?
A really vital thought to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into your sources. We'll be back soon with another one.